Grassy Narrows First Nation is trying something new during the provincial election campaign. The community went straight to the source for information about how the four major provincial parties plan to work with them if elected. The NDP, Liberals, and Greens provided an answer to the seven questions posed by the First Nation. The Progressive Conservatives did not. Randy Phobister is the chief of Grassy Narrows. Here he is talking about why they put the questionnaire to the party leaders and the kinds of responses they received.
The reason why we decided to have a questionnaire, you know, each community is different, and our community, my community of Grassy Narrows, is different also with unique situations and how we'd like to be respected, looked at as a government. We're trying to protect our land, our sovereignty. You know, that's the what's our plan as part of our healing. Everything comes together. It's all intertwined. So we put specific questions in there. You know how they're going to support us to protect our land. You know, that doesn't cause any more pollution. And those are the main reasons why we put those questions to all parties. We're requesting no added mining, because it's going to add to the mercury situation. You know, we still have mercury in the water, and we want that. And we want no forestry at all. We want the land to heal. When the land heals, and that's where we're going to go to the land, and our people will heal. Whoever's the government of the day, they need to respect our what we want government to. You know, to work with us on this, on our plan, the way we see fit. You know, they may say, you know, meet us in the middle. We did that in the past, but that didn't work. We have all these problems, social problems, you know, for many decades. But now we're putting the brakes. We're putting the brakes on it. You know, your plan didn't work. Now we need to do our plan. So that's the reason for the questionnaires. And the responses, you know, they're going to do this and that. That's been happening for, you know, over and over again. You know, each time election comes, they would say this and that. But I'd rather see it on, you know, like a map or like a plan on how they're going to do it specifically. You know, I don't think it's... you know, that hard or that difficult to come up with these plans. And there's the departments they could do research and how they could support this. And they know about legislations and all that. And, you know, they don't mention the barriers. What could be the barriers, you know, to what they say they would do, or how they would do it. So for me, when they just, you know, have a few sentences, a few paragraphs, that's not enough. It's got to be more in depth. We could see visually. Say, like, for example, we want no forestry, so they would need to call the MNR. It's just, can we do this? How's, you know, the economic strain, you know, in all of the province? Can that fit? What's the losses we're going to have in there? You know, so they need to really make a plan, you know, to further the answers we'd like to see on how they're going to do these things.
That was Chief Randy Phobister of Grassy Narrows First Nation. The Northwestern Ontario First Nation sent a questionnaire to all four party leaders back in March. Only three of our parties responded. So far, none of the party leaders have traveled to First Nations across the province during the election campaign.